for the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along today as the Clippers embark upon a new series. Today, the location shifts to Victory Field in the Circle City of Indianapolis, Indiana. The Clippers have played in this locale once already this season, a six-game series that the Clippers split against the Indianapolis Indians. Clippers are coming off of a very long two-week homestand. The homestand didn't start off too well. With the Buffalo Bisons in town, the Clippers lost five out of six games. All the losses, just like they have all season long, came by fewer than two runs. So they were close games, but the Clippers were not able to come out on top often enough. When the opponent changed and the Toledo Mudhens came to town, it got better for the Columbus Clippers. They won five out of six to split that homestand. They had to come from behind on Sunday to beat Toledo. The final score for the Columbus Clippers in 12 innings was a 5-4 win. Clippers offense really got going against the Hens in a way that it did not against the Buffalo Bisons. That Buffalo club can pitch. The Mudhens have talent, but the Clippers came out on top far more often than not against their in-state rivals. Jake Jewell got the win in extra innings. It was his second of the year for the Columbus Clippers. And the Clippers against the Hens, well, had big run totals. Game one, they scored 9, they scored 15, they scored 10. And in their last two wins were both 5-4 victories. Today, they turn their attention to another division rival, the Indianapolis Indians. Let's take a quick look at the standings in the International League West Division. Nashville still leads the West, but they've lost two in a row, and their lead is just a game and a half over the Clippers. Nashville at 34-19. Clippers 33-21. They're a game and a half back. Memphis on the Clippers' heels, 31-23. They're 3.5 back. Then Omaha, 6.5. Gwinnett and these Indianapolis Indians, 7.5 off the pace. Toledo, 8.5 back. Iowa, 9. St. Paul, 10. And Louisville, 14. Ups and first pitch are coming your way from Indianapolis. Clippers baseball starts right now.
You've been listening to the Spectrum Pregame Show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
And we are here at Victory Field. The Columbus Clippers getting set to take on the Indianapolis Indians. It is a dandy of a day here in the Circle City. We've got the lights on, but there is still plenty of sunshine shining down on the field. Columbus Clippers will get to bat first. The Indianapolis Indians have yet to take the field. 78 degrees will be our game time temperature. Winds coming out of the northwest at 8 miles per hour. And boy, it is a beauty in Indianapolis. Now, there's been some rain throughout the course of the day here. We don't expect to have any in the evening hours, but in the morning and in the afternoon, there was some wet stuff. Game time conditions presented by the Ohio Lottery. Be at Huntington Park for next fantastic Friday, June 17th, against the St. Paul Saints. You could be the winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game. Starting lineups are presented by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's, every piece is important. For the Clippers, it's Will Benson leading things off in center field. He'll be followed by Tyler Freeman, the shortstop. Then Will Brennan will be the designated hitter batting third. Alex Call is the cleanup man in left field today. Bobby Bradley plays first and bats fifth. Back today from the injured list, Nolan Jones will be in right field batting sixth. Then Brian Lavastina, the catcher, will be the seventh hitter. Mitch Tolman, eighth at second base. And Jose Fermin at the bottom of the order will play third base. For Indianapolis, O'Neal Cruz leads off at shortstop. He's their top prospect. He'll be followed by Kanan Smith and Jigba in left field. Jihwan Bay will be at second base, batting third. Mason Martin is the cleanup man at first base. Rodolfo Castro bats fifth and third. Bly Madris will be in right, batting sixth. Bottom third of the order for Indianapolis today, Richie the catcher, and Jared Oliva in center field. Lefty Adam Scott will get the start for the Clippers today. He will be opposed by right-hander and Indiana native Jared Eichhoff. Eichhoff has faced the Clippers once this year. He was in relief, but over his career, he has made four starts against Columbus, and he has fared well, pitching mostly for Lehigh Valley in that role, 3-1 with a 2.89 earned run average. So far this year, the 6'4", 245-pound right-hander from Evansville, Indiana, has put together a 2-2 record over four starts, 10 appearances total, and a 4.58 earned run average. His lone appearance against the Clippers was in long relief back on the 21st of April. He went 4 2/3 innings. Clippers tagged him for 4 runs on 4 hits, and he walked a couple, but he struck out 7 that day. That was a game that the Clippers won against Indianapolis by a 12-5 final score. Will Benson digs into the left-handed batter's box. He's been very good as the Clippers' leadoff man this season. On base percentage, just shy of .400. First pitch of the ball game is popped up. Foul down the third base side. It will be playable as the wind pushes it back into the field of play. Rodolfo Castro underneath will make the catch, and that's how the ball game begins. Boy, off the bat, it looked like a foul ball that was going to reach the seats easily. But instead, Castro did what you're supposed to do, got over the spot just in case it spins back, and it did, with that wind blowing across the field from the left field foul pole toward the right field foul pole. So one down for Tyler Freeman, and the first pitch to him is in for a called strike, 0-1. Freeman batting .233 on the season. Next pitch out in front of an off-speed offering. Quickly 0-2. High caught, and he missed the outside corner. Freeman had a game-tying RBI on Sunday that kept the ball game going in the 10th inning. Toledo had scored in the top of the 10th. 1-2 breaking ball is up and in, 2-2. The Clippers go to extras. Visiting team scores in the 10th, and the Clippers answer. Send the game later on, they win it. It's happened now 3 times this year. 2-2 pitch, shot foul into the end of the Clippers' dugout. Scatters some of the fellas down there. The Clippers in the road grays today, Indianapolis home white uniforms. Indians across the chest in red, red numbers on the lower left abdomen, red caps, black bill. Here comes the 2-2 pitch again, and it's skied to center field, not deep. Coming on, Oliva. Heading out is Bay, the second baseman, but it'll be the center fielder to call for it. He snags it for out number 2. That will bring up Will Brennan. Brennan, the designated hitter. .220 average in his time in the Clippers uniform. Still fewer than 50 AAA plate appearances for the young left-handed batter. First pitch to him is a breaker that falls in for a called strike, 0-1. Big curve there. It's 72 miles per hour. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. Next pitch, fastball, over but low, 1-1. Eichhoff working at a pretty brisk pace. Throws the 1-1 pitch. It's bashed down the right field line, and it is a foul ball. Home run distance to that part of the park, and to that part of the park is the only part of this yard that is not deep. Right down the line, it's .320 to right at a pretty severe angle, juts out, and it gets deep in a hurry. 1-2 pitch. That ball's hit to the gap in right center field. On the run, Madris, and he'll make the catch on a dead sprint. At Victory Field, there is no score. Check, check.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us, because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what my karma is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
We move to the bottom half of the first inning. Sorry, fans, for the difficulties today in Indianapolis. Hopefully, it will not impact us throughout the course of the game. The Clippers go 1-2-3 in their half of the first inning. O'Neal Cruz will lead things off for Indianapolis here in the bottom half of the first. The shortstop swings at the second pitch, hits it to second base, and Mitch Tolman cannot field it. It runs up his glove. That'll be an E4, putting Cruz aboard. Tolman trying to go with the backhand, and it hopped up higher than he thought it was going to, so that'll give Indianapolis a leadoff base runner here in the first inning. Hayden Smith and Jigba. Digs into the left-handed batter's box. 263 batting average on the season. The pitch to him is a fastball in for a called strike. One home run, 12 batted in. Leaves the team with 29 walks drawn. So his on-base percentage is a very respectable 376. He takes a fastball from Adam Scott just low for a 1-1 count. Middle infield in double play position. Peek to first, another look over there, and a third time before the pitch comes plate where that ball's hit hard into right field. A clean single, Nolan Jones is up with it, here comes his arm, it's not going to get the man at third, it hops in. And so they'll be on the corners. Nolan Jones getting an early opportunity here, but his first throw did not go the way that he had hoped. Jones obviously is hoping to get a lot of action here early on because it's his first game back from the injured list. Missed the tail end of last season after injuring himself in Memphis. In third, and Jiwon Bae to the plate. First pitch to him is a fastball on the inside corner. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Clippers will trade a double play for a run. They're back in the middle. Only Jose Fermin is in third. Here's a ground ball up the middle, and it's through for a base knock. No defender was really even close to that. Bae just punched it into center field. Three ground balls off of the offerings from Adam Scott. They all find pay dirt, and Indianapolis is up 1-0 here in the first inning. First and second now for Mason Martin. And the pitch is low and away. One oh, out in front of the off speed. That's a good pitch from Adam Scott. What you hope he doesn't start getting into his head is, okay, these balls are finding their way through. I've got to do it on my own and then just try and be super fine and try and rack up strikeouts on one pitch. Swung on and missed, 1-2. Now, strikeouts are great. But a double play ball here would be even better. He's gotten the ground balls. They just have found holes here in the first inning. He's ahead in the count, dealing with the left-handed batter, the pitch. And that is low. 2-2. Outfield straight away. And, boy, there's Victory Field outfield. 405 to straightaway center. 418 to the left center field gap. Scott ready, and now we've got a pitch clock violation to make it 3-2. At least I believe that's what happened. The home plate umpire pointed to his watch area on his wrist and then pointed to himself. So I assume it's 3-2 now. Scoreboard still says 2-2. Doesn't matter. Here's a high fly ball to the corner in right field. Nolan Jones is going to chase it to the wall. And now it bounces along the top of the wall. Jones comes up firing. One run is in. Now there will be a play at the plate on the second runner, and he's called safe. Oh, the relay throw beat him, but it was a bit to the first base side. And by the time Brian Lamastita wheeled the tag around, the trail runner, Jihwan Bay, who has good speed, touched home plate. That's a two-run double for Mason Martin. He's been dynamite this year, leading Indianapolis in most production categories. It's his team-leading 13th double and now 40 RBIs. And it has not been a good start here for Adam Scott. An error started it, but it was a hard-hit ground ball, and really, Tolman didn't have a chance to get in front of it. That's why he tried to play it with the backhand. Runner at second, still nobody out, and a fastball coming in inside to Rodolfo Castro for ball one. Castro just back down from the major leagues. He was up with Pittsburgh, optioned to their roster today. Scott kicks and deals, and it is high. Clippers have not given up a ton of big run totals early in games. They've fallen behind early in games, but generally they've kept it over the outside corner, 2-1 the count. Scott from the belt peeks to second base. Now delivers. Fly ball to shallow center. Coming on hard is Will Benson. He'll get there to make the catch for out number one. Now it's the victories you have to take when things have started off this way. Made a good pitch, got some soft contact. And a tough hitter in Rodolfo Castro is put away. That brings up Vly Madris. Madris, a .228 batting average on the season. Five homers for him, 16 batted in. First pitch, a ball. Yeah, the next pitch coming from Scott. That's a fastball, swung on and missed. Indianapolis has a lot of left-handed batters in their batting order that really can't help it. They're a pretty heavily left-handed team outside of the catching core. There are four catchers on the roster, all hit right-handed. There's a pitch low and away. Pickoff attempt at second base. Oh, the ball was, I think, kicked out of the glove of the shortstop, Tyler Freeman. Runner Martin came right back in and slid into the glove. If Freeman is able to hold on, they might have had him. But it looked like ball, foot, and glove all came together at the same time. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch.
checked his swing. The pitch was a whisker wide. 3-1. Driss out of Las Vegas, Nevada. 3-1 pitch, and it swung on and missed. A fastball by him. Full count. And the delivery. Slow roller first base side. It's hugging the line. Kicks foul just before the bag. Still 3-2. The shadows from the third base side have crept out onto the infield. They're already past the pitcher's mound. Third base position, traditional shortstop position. They're in shadow, as is a lot of straightaway left field till you get medium deep. Behind the second base bag and on the right side of the infield, center field and right, all still in sunshine. The right fielder Nolan Jones fighting that setting sun, the opposite of what we see at Huntington Park, where the left fielder is looking into the sunset. 3-2 pitch again. Oh, didn't miss by much. Just outside for ball four. Scott, the 6-4 left-hander, has seen that pitch count really run up here in the first inning. Boyd Park will be the batter. There are some stirrings down in the Clippers' bullpen. Nobody throwing as of yet. Well, now somebody's going to get up. And here comes Rigo Beltran. Certainly not the start that Adam Scott had envisioned. His last time out against Toledo, he went 5 2/3 to a season-high 98 pitches. Three runs allowed on only three hits. All three hits were solo home runs. This time around, Indianapolis has manufactured runs against him. Three ground balls produced a run, then a double brought two more home. In case you were wondering, his shortest start of the year, 2 1/3 innings, that came in a win against St. Paul, where the Clippers won it 11-7. He threw 60 pitches through 2 2/3 innings. Eli Lingos, the left-hander down there, warming up for Columbus. Boyd Park, .220 batting average, couple of homers, 10 batted in, stands into the left-handed batter's box, and the first pitch to him is over but low for ball one. Scott out of Canandaigua, New York, drafted by the Guardians in the fourth round back in 2018. Next offering is a called strike, evens things at 1-1. Runners at first and second base. Three runs, three hits, one Clippers error, one walk here in the first inning. The Indianapolis starter, Jared Eichhoff, is down in the bullpen trying to keep himself loose. Next pitch to Park is a called strike. Scott is ready. Here's his pitch. And it's a slow ground ball, the first base side foul. Boy, Scott could use a double play in the worst way here. Lead runner takes a huge secondary lead. There's a step off by Scott looking him back. Adam Scott has induced only two double plays in 41 2/3 innings. 1-2 here is off the outside corner, 2-2. Bent to the waist, Scott looks in for his sign. He's got what he wants from Lavastida. Long pause. Now the 2-2 pitch, and it's swung on and fouled away, a slider. Mm-hmm. Scott just threw his 30th pitch. Number 31 is fouled off again. Pitches, 19 for strikes, but he still only has one out here in the first inning. Looks to second, turns and fires, and it's up top. 2-2. If he does not get a double play, his day may be over. We get close to that. Well, 30 pitches in an inning is more than they'd like to see, and he's already over that. From the belt, he deals, and it's outside for ball four. That will load the bases. Jamie Ritchie is the scheduled batter. Andy Tracy standing on the top step of the dugout, and here he comes. So that is going to do it for Adam Scott. He faces seven batters, only gets one man out. There was an error mixed in there as well, but for the Clippers, this is not the start they wanted in the ballgame. Down 3-0 in the bottom of the first inning with only one away.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us. Because you're trusting us with your care. Care of you, you take care of us. And that's what my karma is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
Well, fans, it is still the bottom of the first inning here at Victory Field. The eight hitter is up for the Indians. The bases are loaded, and that means it's not been a good day so far for the Columbus Clippers. You're down 3-0. Jamie Ritchie, the catcher, is the man at the plate. Eli Lingos is the man on the mound. Lingos coming on for Adam Scott. 1-0, 2.55 earned run average. So today's going to be a bullpen day for Columbus. And, well, that's a tough assignment because tomorrow may wind up being a bullpen day as well. The Cleveland Guardians took tomorrow's scheduled starter, Kirk McCarty, to the major leagues for their doubleheader against the Texas Rangers. Guardians won the first game by a 6-3 count. Cal Quantrill was very good. Seven innings, three runs on eight hits. Lingos delivers his first pitch, and it's low for ball one. .805 scheduled first pitch for the nightcap. McCarty to get the start against Taylor Hearn for the Rangers. Breaking ball here, swung on and missed. And it is 1-1. Ritchie, playing in just his sixth game, has a .176 batting average. Did not play in the first series against Columbus. No homers, two batted in. He's up here with the bases loaded and one down. Lingos would love a ground ball hit right at one of the infielders. Next pitch is a fastball just inside. 2-1. Now, there are plenty of arms in that bullpen. You're coming off an off day. Next pitch is in the dirt, 3-1. Bad news is, even though there was an off day, the Clippers used an awful lot of arms on Sunday to get that 5-4 win against Toledo. 3-1 pitch from Lingos. He walked it. Ball four. That will force in a run and make it 4-0. Well, this is the roughest beginning to a Clippers ball game this year that I can recall. Oh, A 9-hitter at the plate in the first inning is not a good thing. Jared Oliva will be that batter. Righty with a 2.02 average, 3 homers, and 11 batted in, swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. Lane goes. Uncorks. There's a ball hit to center field. Hit pretty well. It's going to score a run. Benson is back. He'll make the catch. Runners from second and third tag and move up, and it's 5-0 on the Oliva sacrifice fly. Here comes O'Neill Cruz for the second time today. Cruz reached on an error to start this inning and came around to score on the Jiwon Bae single. Cruz walked it off in the finale of this matchup in the first series here at Victory Field. Game 6, Clippers had the lead in extras, and Cruz had not really done anything all series long. He had played poorly. They really didn't have much in the way of offense, and you just knew it was coming at some point. And for the Clippers, it came at the worst possible time. He hit a walk-off 3-run home run. Takes a pitch in the dirt here. No place to put him. Now, Cruz has not really caught fire yet this year. He's been hitting better as of late. 1-1 the count. 227 batting average on the year, 8 homers and 28 batted in. So the power production has increased as he takes a pitch that skips in 2-1. Runners on the corners, 2 away. Good crowd on hand. Lots of folks in the lawn seats. Lingos throws to first. The runner's back in time. He's got a very good move. That's part of his unusual setup. With his back basically to the batter, puts him in a spot where he can really flummox runners. Here's a ground ball to first, and that's a foul one. Lingos is set. Now the pitch. Swung on and missed. He was out in front of the off-speed. Cruz goes down swinging, and the inning comes to a close. But 10 men come to the plate for Indianapolis. 5 come home to score. And after 1, it's Indy 5, the Clippers nothing.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Jamie's Log, Progressive, the Harrington's Backyard, day 4, 2:18 a.m. I've been camping outside the Harrington house for 4 days now. Proofster Harrington says I don't need to do this since Progressive protects 24/7 is a pretty easy concept to grasp, but I'm going to stay and prove my point. Besides, there's a big tree branch over the roof, and I think it's planting something.
Progressive doesn't just offer a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection. Just not literally from Jamie. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Own the outdoors with Master Force Power Equipment. Hurry in and save 11% on all Master Force at Menards. Take on heavy-duty dirt and debris with Master Force Electric Pressure Washers. They're built to take on the toughest cleaning tasks. All Master Force Electric Pressure Washers are 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through June 12th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here come the Clippers in their half of inning number 2, and they need runs, down 5-0. 5 runs on 4 hits for Indianapolis in their half of the first inning. And actually, there's been, appears to be, a scoring change. No error now up on the board. So from the looks of things, O'Neill Cruz credited with a single on that very first ground ball now. First pitch to Alex Call will be an error, or excuse me, will be a strike. So no error. There's a ground ball hit right to O'Neill Cruz. He'll pick it up and throw to first. It's a good throw for out number one. Alex Call put away. Brings up Bobby Bradley. But what that means is now none of the runs in the first inning are unearned. On one count against Bradley, here comes the pitch from Ike off a breaking ball toward his back foot. He lays off. Next pitch, fastball hit, and that is through the infield. They had the shift on. O'Neill Cruz made a diving attempt at it, and when that guy dives and doesn't get it, you know it was way out of his range. O'Neill Cruz is 6'7" tall. That's a base hit for Bobby Bradley. First hit for the Clippers, here's Nolan Jones. First trip to the plate this year for the former top prospect in the Guardians organization. First pitch curveball is low and inside. Nolan Jones had his 2021 season cut short due to injury. And really, he had started to find a bit of a stride. Swings here, and it's a high fly ball to right field. Madris, just shy of the warning track, will set up camp and make the catch for out number two.
And White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Well, here at Victory Field tonight, the Columbus Clippers fell behind early and could not recover. Indianapolis scored five runs in the first inning, sending 10 men to the plate and chasing the Clippers starter before the inning was over. That meant the Clippers had to throw eight different pitchers tonight on a day when heading into tomorrow, they may likely have a bullpen game as well. So hopefully somebody can give the Clippers some innings in game two. It's a short turnaround with a 1:35 first pitch. Five runs for Indy in the first inning, and they would continue to score throughout. Indianapolis also scored runs in the third, fourth, and then the two runs in the seventh were kind of the backbreaker. That didn't wind up being the winning runs, but it made a close ball game into a four-run affair. The Clippers scored two runs in the fourth, two in the fifth, a run in the sixth, and a run in the eighth inning, but they stranded three base runners in the seventh and eighth. Big day for Bobby Bradley. Two singles, a walk, and a two-run mammoth home run, his second homer of the year. Hopefully he's starting to round into form. Brian LaMastita and Mitch Tolman each had two hits for the Clippers as well. Final totals tonight for Columbus, 20, now 33-22 on the season. Six runs, nine hits, no errors, 10 men left on base. Indians back over 500 now at 27-26, nine runs, 10 hits, no errors, and they stranded 10 as well. The win goes to the starter, Jared Eichhoff, and loss is hung on at the save, his third of the year. This ball game took 3 hours, 15 minutes to complete in front of 7,477 at Victory Field. We'll go back at it tomorrow, 1:35 first pitch, 1:30 start to the Spectrum pregame show. I hope that you will be with us. For Kevin Minard back in the studio, this is Ryan Mitchell saying one final time from Victory Field, the Clippers fall to the Indianapolis Indians by a final score of 9-6. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.